It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer, Ken. Glad you could be here. We check in now on the shortage of CNAs, certified nursing assistants, and the state pipeline program designed to support this workforce in nursing homes. It's the WIS Caregiver Careers Program, connects long-term care facilities in a worker crisis with potential employees, first launched in 2018 to attract and retain nurse aides. And the program expanded again in July with $6 million. Tell us about what you see, 800-642-1234. Kate Battiato is Director of Workforce Development for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. That's a nonprofit advocating for long-term care providers. Kate, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I am so excited to be back and share about this enormous need for CNAs in long-term care and the progress we're making at WIS Caregiver Careers to take this problem head on.
Well, tell us. I want to jump in here, but tell us about what this expansion is with this additional $6 million infusion.
So the $6 million is funding 3,000 training slots across the state to provide free CNA training, as well as $500 retention bonuses for anyone who wants to work in a Wisconsin nursing home.
Okay, so it's basically so that you can get more people trained up and, you know, once they've been in the profession, they get a bonus. Is that how those dollars are being put?
That's correct. We're providing those $500 bonuses. We're covering the cost of training, the cost of certification exams. We're starting a mentorship aspect of the program where our existing workforce will also be eligible for bonuses by mentoring our new and upcoming workforce trainees.
What does mentoring entail?
Well, we actually are providing our employers with programming to help them establish this model of a proven model. Established in a long-term care environment where there's a peer-to-peer support model where but within 30 days of the start of training, our WIS caregivers are paired with a seasoned colleague who's really meant to do two things. Be a best friend at work, somebody that they can relate to on a not a supervisory level or a training level, just a peer that they can know and trust. And then also to help them understand and know and be confident that they know how to do their jobs and to provide that support and guidance about how each of those skills that they're certified to do are implemented at that facility.
Will that help retain workers, do you think?
Yes. In our model, when it was first implemented at the facility that it was implemented at, they had a under 50% retention rate, around 47%. Mm. And then after implementing this model, that retention rate went up to the high 80s.
Wow. So that's
quite
a difference.
So we're hoping that we see the same sort of, because support makes so much difference in acclimating to a new job.
Let's take stock for a moment. Since WIS Caregivers launched in 2018, training up, you know, more than 3,500 CNAs, and feel free to update, you know, that number. How many new certified nursing assistants are expected to complete this training this year?
So we're hoping to have, by the end of the funding window, 3,000 people start CNA training. From there, we are expecting, you know, some attrition because not everybody can make it through. But we're looking to have almost 2,000 people make it onto the nurse aide registry. And we're looking at some really great progress so far. I've got some numbers to share if you're ready to jump into that.
Yes, please go ahead.
So just to frame it for your listeners, this is a huge problem in Wisconsin. We've estimated the number of vacancies at over 6,000. And considering that CNAs do 80 to 90% of the patient care in nursing homes, we just can't have nursing homes without CNAs. So what we've done thus far is we have 260 nursing home employers signed up to participate. They're dispersed across the state in small towns, rural areas, cities. We would love to have every nursing home in the state participate. So if any of your listeners are connected with a nursing home in their communities, I encourage them to reach out to see if they're participating or to check our employer map at withcaregiver.com to see if they're signed up. And if they're not, please encourage them to get involved. So onto our numbers, our outreach and our impact across the state. Just under 1,000 people have registered with the program through withcaregiver.com. We think this is great progress. For every person who registers with us on our website, we connect them with all participating employers within a 50-mile radius of the zip code they provide. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we're alerting the employers within that radius to say, hey, this person in your area is interested in working and training to become a CNA. So what this registration statistic is really means and why it's so meaningful is that it represents about 1,000 people starting the career journey to become a CNA and 1,000 hot leads that we are giving to our nursing home employers who are in such need of recruiting support. Training and certification.
I'm just going to jump in and reintroduce you as we get an update on the WIS Caregiver Careers Program and looking at the workforce of certified nursing assistants. Kate Battiato is Director of Workforce Development for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. You can join in on what you see in your workforce at your clinic, 800-642-1234. Kate, I'm wondering, you know, a workforce development program can't prop up an industry forever, or, you know, maybe it can, but what must change for the WIS Caregiver Careers Program to not be needed?
Great question. So as I was alluding to before, our nursing homes need more support when it comes to recruiting resources and techniques, best practices. So part of what WIS Caregiver Careers is trying to do is share and encourage those best practices across long-term care. One of the strategies that we're implementing to try to make WIS Caregiver Careers a lasting impact on the long-term care community is providing more sophisticated recruiting tools to nursing homes. So like I mentioned, we've got the system that provides the hot leads. In addition, we're providing a social media and advertising toolkit to our employers that they can customize and implement in their communities. Additionally, like I mentioned, we're providing that training for mentorship and providing this low risk environment for them to try it out and see how it does benefit their recruitment and retention efforts. Long-term, though, we truly do need better funding for nursing homes. If that funding doesn't come through, we're going to continue to face this challenge long-term.
What can be done about the low wage issue of this work, that is life-sustaining for many people in long-term care facilities when you see the hourly wage of a nursing assistant at about $17 an hour?
It really boils down to Medicaid reimbursement rates. That's set at the state level, it's set at the federal level. All policymakers really can get involved in improving the Medicaid reimbursement rates, not only for our workforce, but for the people that they care for.
But the healthcare industry is worth well over $800 billion in our country. Why can't these employers invest in their workforce and pay to recruit and train and pay their workers a livable wage with a path for career advancement?
The amount that the government, so really healthcare in large part is funded through the government. And the amount that the government is providing is astonishingly low. Like for training, for example, the average cost of training across the state is around $550. The maximum amount that Medicaid will reimburse for training is $225. And that's if you have 90% to 100% Medicaid population in your facility. So it's just, you know, the math doesn't add up. You can't, create these extra incentives without extra support. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we are so happy with Governor Evers' decision to invest this $6 million. It really is demonstrating that the government is understanding that we do need more support in order to be successful long term.
Kate Battiato with us, Workforce Development Director for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association, working on the WISC Caregiver Careers Program and this outsized need for certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin and this pipeline approach. Join in on CNA training, the pay, the future of the workforce, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Health Department says the WISC Caregiver Careers Program has trained more than 3,500 new CNAs for employment since launching in 2018. And the worker crunch, it was dire at the start of this year when Governor Tony Evers had mobilized the National Guard, asking dozens of troops to become certified nursing aides as the Omicron variant surged and healthcare staffing shortages intensified. Join in on where you're at now with CNA staffing. Maybe you've been a CNA before, or perhaps training for one in the future. 800-642-1234. Kate Battiato is Workforce Development Director for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and stays with us. Kate, you are working on this project with Herzing University to expand CNAs. Can you explain this pilot project?
Yeah, so one of the great things about becoming a CNA, in addition to making a difference in people's lives and job flexibility and job security, all these great reasons to become a CNA, the career ladder up from CNA is a great opportunity. And so what the long-term care community wants is to make that CNA career ladder accessible to their workforce. So because we need nursing support at every level, from CNA all the way up to advanced practice nurses and nurse educators. And we want to see WISC Caregiver Careers support these efforts. So to do so, we've partnered with Herzing University and two different employers to pilot WISC Caregiver Careers CNA to medication aid. We received two different Wisconsin Fast Forward grants from the State Department of Workforce Development. And just as background, medication aides are advanced practice CNAs who are trained and certified to administer medication at Wisconsin nursing homes. So this small pilot follows the same employment-first model as our CNA program. It starts with a job at one of our participating employers, and it features paid tuition, fees, and books for the first 12 credits of Herzing University's LPN program. Upon completion, the trainee can sit for the medication aid certification exam, and once they pass, they earn a $2 pay raise. So we're building the career ladder rung by rung, and this is the first step. But the bottom line is that the long-term community wants to be a part of the solution to this workforce crisis that we're facing, and we're seeking out innovative solutions and want to be proactive in showing our communities the great opportunities that our sector provides on so many levels, from progressive wage scales, job flexibility and security, and most importantly, the opportunity to make a real difference in people's lives.
Okay, and LPNs are licensed practical nurses. Is that right? And then the next step would be an RN, registered nurse?
Correct, yeah. So after this pilot, or after completing the training and becoming a medication aide, you'd be about one-third of the way towards that LPN degree. Medication aides would be earning like between like the low 30s and or high 30s and low 40s. And the time to become a medication aide is about 6 to 12 months of training and a year of experience. Then with LPNs, you can become an LPN with an additional 8 to 12 months of training, and the earning potential there is around, on average, $48,000 in Wisconsin.
Per year, annually, is the salary
Correct.
About. Okay. And, you know, as you work with these private organizations and universities, what are they telling you as they try to attract and retain students? What do you hear out there about the workforce challenges that they see from their perspective?
Well, I know that they want to do more outreach in the community and connect with students that have traditionally not had access to higher education. Mm-hmm. That's why they were so interested in partnering with us and providing this, even going after this grant money to provide this no debt option to bring people who might otherwise not have access to higher education into the fold and providing that debt-free option to pursue higher education. So yeah, I think that they do understand that they want to cast a wide net, a wider net, and bring in, you know, first-generation college students and other underserved communities.
As we talk about that, something personal for me is when my mom lived in a nursing home, her CNAs and her, you know, other caregivers, they were often relatively new to the U.S. What is the role of immigrant labor in this profession?
Oh, immigrant labor provides such a great opportunity not only to bring in new Americans, but to support our need, our staffing need. I know that there's been a lot of efforts at the federal level to improve the ability to offer visas in healthcare, and it's something that definitely needs more support at the federal level. It can be a real challenge bringing people in.
We're talking with Kate Battiato about the workforce challenges and the program to attract and retain more certified nursing assistants in Wisconsin and to fill the schedules of long-term care facilities that have really worked under a worker crunch in this area. You can join in at what you see in your nursing home, 800-642-1234. Kate, earlier this year when the governor called up the National Guard to fill in with the Omicron surge and that was really decimating staffing levels, what was your reaction from the perspective of running this WIS Caregiver Careers program?
Oh, I was so, so thankful and grateful that he made that decision. I think that that situation really demonstrates how this workforce crisis can affect everyone. If we don't have the workforce infrastructure in long-term care, hospitals can't discharge. And so the fact that he, you know, stepped up and brought in those National Guard service members and those National Guard service members were there to support us made such a huge difference, not only in the long-term care setting, but also in the hospital setting.
Hmm. How could state lawmakers help bolster the state's healthcare workforce and emergency preparedness? What do you want to tell lawmakers?
Well, first off, the Medicaid rates, you know, really it ties back to Medicaid rates, but also supporting different innovative solutions to employer-led strategy. So WIS Caregiver Careers, it's an employer-led training initiative. There are other employer-led opportunities for support. Like I know there are grants out of the Department of Children and Families for employer-led childcare. Mm-hmm. We could also use support in transportation, especially in our rural areas. If there isn't a bus service, it's very hard for people to get to work at a 24/7 type business, which is what healthcare is. So all of those pieces, that's why workforce development policy is so interesting and also so important. It's where all these other policy areas really hit the road, rubber meets the road between training, childcare, healthcare, even criminal law. Everything really comes together with the workforce. And if any of those are out of place, the workforce isn't there.
We see some nurses preparing to strike as they attempt to organize and have their union recognized. Do CNAs and health aides need a voice? Who represents their interests and gives them that leverage in the workforce with their employers?
I do understand that there are unions that do represent CNAs across the state. I haven't personally been real involved with them, but I know that it's an important part, and it's and that it is out there. Just after Labor Day, it's important to continue to think about that stuff.
Before we have to let you go, what does success look like for the WIS Caregiver Careers Program? What do you envision?
Well, I would love to, first off, have every single nursing home in the state participate so that they can really get this experience of what employer-led training really is all about. Second, I would love to fill every single slot that we have funding for. We have 3,000 training slots available, so I'd like to use all of those slots. Ideally, each person who starts the training will go all the way through certification and retention. And just having more knowledge out there in the public of what a CNA career is all about. It's not just a paycheck. It's, again, making that difference in people's lives, having a meaningful career with growth potential. Because I really think there is a lot of misunderstandings out there about what a CNA career is really like. So that would be a huge success for me as well in the program.
Kate, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Kate Battiato is Director of Workforce Development for the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. Up ahead, we talk with two Menominee Nation educators about an immersive Menominee language charter school that's opened. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.